And I mean, you've written that there will be a statue of Farage somewhere. Maybe
I know. I said there should be. I mean, he's the most. I simply said that he's the one of the most significant post World War II politicians in this country. Probably one of the two or three most. You know, this fellow who started with. I remember him 20 years ago. This sort of lunatic in a posh coat, you know, in a trilby hat, handing pamphlets to commuters at railway stations. That's how he began, and he's ended up by changing British history. Now that's an amazing thing to do, and there should be a statue to him.
But he'll never be forgiven by elites, presumably.
Well, you don't
continue
know.
To, of course, history, despise him.
History makes different conclusions eventually.
Because part of that Brexit vote then became, of course, certainly on the eve of the Brexit vote, was the entire British economy will be destroyed almost instantaneously. Now, there has been massive rises in homelessness. We've seen NHS strikes. We've seen all sorts of impacts on social justice that have been talked about. But in pure numbers, apart from the devaluation of the pound, which is good for British exporters, things don't seem that bad.
I don't see that these the strikes is enough. I don't relate those to Brexit. Maybe you do, but I don't. I don't see there's much. And social justice issues are perennial. They don't have much to do with Brexit.
That was just austerity.
Yeah.
But then, a lot of the establishment economists, their reputations in tatters after predicting that Britain could only exist as part of the European Union or die.